time stood still. All right, and that's it for another edition of Shameless here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's been a great show back. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks to Adjective for coming out.
No, thanks.
Thanks for inviting us.
No Gino Vanelli for you this time, Ryan Wright. But next time. All right, stay tuned for Saint Tropez. Good day, Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez, and somebody didn't have the single song thing on. That was my theme music, Saint-Tropez by Brigitte Bardot. I decided to do a theme show today. I was kind of inspired this morning when I was on YouTube watching old Skritti Politti videos. And it made me think about when I first bought that album, Cupid and Psyche 85, in 1985, when I was, I think, 16 years old. Was I 16 in 1985? Wow, I feel old. And that album kind of changed things, a lot of things for me. It was a really fantastic album. And I fell in love with it, and I didn't know what the band looked like, but then I saw pictures of them, and I fell in love with the lead singer. His name was Green Gartside. And so today is going to be kind of a show about all the teenage rock and roll crushes I had just from the 80s. And so I'm going to play some music by each band that I kind of had like a really big crush on the singer. Because when you're a teenager, you have lots of crushes and you have pictures all over your walls. And in the 80s, when I was a teenager, I had lots of pictures of guys from different bands. And Green Gartside from Skritti Politti was one of them. He used to wear a lot of suits, and he always looked really dapper. In fact, I don't think there's any guys on my list that aren't English. So But I'll list a few off. John Taylor's a pretty obvious one from Duran Duran. I was pretty obsessed with Duran Duran in general, but John Taylor was my favorite. I loved Paul Weller from The Jam and The Style Council. Well, later on, The Style Council. And he was always sporting that kind of mod look, which I always really liked. Again, like a lot of suits, a lot of kind of cool sweaters and things like that. I really liked Ian McCullough, the singer from Echo and the Bunnymen. I had a big crush on him as well. It was kind of the hair and the lips. He had kind of like sort of sexy lips. And it's kind of I had a crush on Mark Hollis and Lee Webb of Talk Talk because I love Talk Talk. And they were always a really cool band. So I'm going to play some Talk Talk. A really funny one is, if anybody out there, it's going to be mostly older people who will remember this band, but Heaven 17, the singer from Heaven 17, this guy named Glenn Gregory, I used to have a big crush on him too. He had sort of bleach blonde hair and he'd wear like trench coats and, so anyway, I won't bore you with the whole list just now, but I'll start into things. I'm going to play some Skritti Politti, Absolute, and the crush was Green Guardside, the singer from Skritti Politti.
Absolute on power drive, we need you so to keep me alive. Absolute, I long for you, a girl to make a dream come true. Oh, baby, understand. We'll be right back.
Days.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was Duran Duran with Sound of Thunder from their first album from 1981. And this is the theme special. This is the special Christine's Crushes from the 80s show. Yes, and my crush from Duran Duran was John Taylor. He was the bassist, and he was a great bassist. And, yeah, I had pictures of him all over my walls when I was a teenager. Before that, we heard Stephen Duffy from his album The Ups and Downs from 1985 with a track called Icing on the Cake. And Stephen Duffy, he was an original member of Duran Duran, and I had a big crush on him. But it was later on when he had the big hit Kiss Me under the name Stephen Tintin Duffy. And it was a bit of a one-hit wonder, but he did really well for himself. I think The Ups and Downs is a really fabulous sort of first album for him. And his record label was wanting him to sort of ride on the coattails of, Kiss Me being a big hit single. It was quite an underground sort of dance hit. And it charted really well in the UK. And, he went on to do Led the Lilac Time and, you know, be a prolific songwriter and stuff. So he's a pretty cool guy. So yeah, I had a big crush on Stephen Duffy. He was really cute. And he was from Birmingham, England. And he was born in 1960. And Green Guardside before that, from Skritti Politti, my big crush. He was really handsome. He had like blonde highlights in his hair, and he wore lots of suits. And he always looked like just really dapper. And he started off in a post, like Skritti Politti was really hardcore sort of post-punk. And then by the time Cupid and Psyche came out in 85, which was called Cupid and Psyche 85, it was really like highly produced, but it was kind of doing that on purpose. And he was working with Fred Maher, who I think was like quite a famous New York session musician. And that was the song Absolute by Green Guardside. And Green Guardside was born Paul Julian Strohmeyer in Cardiff, Wales in 1955. So yeah, those are all guys that I had crushes on. And going to continue my crush Okay, another one of my big crushes was Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears. Oh, yes. I love the little braids in the back of his head, like he's had a tail, and I love the way he danced in his videos. And I'm getting all silly. And I thought their first album, The Hurting, was absolutely amazing. And part of the reason I'm sort of focusing on my crushes is because I think their music is still, I mean, a lot of it is still, you know, sounds a bit dated nowadays, but I think it was still pretty good quality music. I mean, compared to like some of the, I mean, you know, crap that comes out today, I feel really privileged to have been exposed to that kind of pop music when I was a kid, you know, and a teenager, a preteen, just because it was real music, you know, written by real people, and they were very cool, and, you know, they were just really cool. And so anyway, Kurt Smith from Tears for Fears, The Hurting, and I'm going to play the title track, The Hurting. And this album came out in 1982, 1983. And so this is Tears for Fears.
Thank you. you're free for me, that says it all. You're free to push me and I'm free to fall. So every week and we can call it stress. You've got my trust, I've got your home address. Now the only chance that we could take is the chance that someone else won't make it all come true. We're making tracks that show our touch and go. But now it's touch and come and you should know. But then 4 years won't mean that much to me when I've been smothered in the sympathy you bleed. Just close your eyes again until these things get better. While you were gone, I reached another town. They couldn't help me, but they showed me right. And now I've seen what you can't understand. I tried to lead you, but I crushed your hand. Because the people in the village know it doesn't matter where you choose to go. And to say, I found some blood I wasn't meant to find. I found some feelings that we'd left behind. But then some blood won't mean that much to me when I've been smothered in the sympathy you bleed. Just close your
you'll never fall away.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. That was Haircut 100 from their album Pelican West from 1982 with Marine Boy. And this is the special show that focuses on all my rock and roll crushes in the 80s. And my crush from Haircut 100 was the singer Nick Hayward, who had a thriving solo career throughout the 80s as well. And yeah, he was cute. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm getting all giggly because I'm talking about these guys that I used to love when I was like 14, 15, 16. Nick Hayward, he was born in 1961 in Beckenham, Kent, England. And before that, we heard Aztec Camera from the album Highland Hard Rain with We Could Send Letters. And my crush from Aztec Camera is Roddy Frame. And he was born in 1964 in South Lanarkshire, Scotland. And yeah, another cutie. Some of them are still really cute, but I'm an old lady now, so maybe I like older men still. But yeah, so moving along, my next crush was Paul Weller from The Jam. Like, who didn't like think he was cute? But yeah, well, it was all the mod clothing and the suits and stuff like that. And the thing is, I kind of missed The Jam. I was a bit too young, but I was heavily into the Style Council. And surprisingly, I'm not going to play a Style Council song today, but I play Style Council a lot on my show anyway. But I love The Jam too. I kind of went backwards and then kind of got into The Jam when I found out that Paul Weller had another band called The Jam. And but this was back in the 80s when, woo, you know. Anyway, yeah, Paul Weller. Oh, he's still darling. Yeah, so anyway, I think I'm going to run out of time. I thought I wasn't going to have enough music to play, but I might have to do Christine's Crushes part two. Her 80s crushes. And then I'll have to do like 60s crushes, even though I wasn't around in the 60s. And then I'll do like a 70s one. And then I'll do a 90s one? Oh, sure. Yeah, I can do a 90s one. Yeah, this is fun. I'm digging this. But anyway, The Jam. Gonna play The Jam. Gonna play you The Bitterest Pill I Ever Had to Swallow. It was a single released by The Jam after the album The Gift, but it didn't appear on any of the albums, but it was on the singles. And singles collection, Snap, which is what I still have, even though there's like a million different Jam greatest hits now. But yeah, Paul Weller from The Jam singing The Bitterest Pill I Ever Had to Swallow.
And your wedding bells, you lit the picture of contented new well. But from the onlooking fool who believed your eyes, I wish this grave would open.
If I took you 400
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening Saint-Tropez. Listening to Saint-Tropez. I think I forgot to say two, which is kind of weird. That was Robert James Smith of The Cure. Yes. Robert Smith was one of my many crushes in the 1980s. This is the Christine's Crush special from the 80s. All my rock and roll crushes from the 80s. The guys that were all over my walls when I was like 14, 15, 16. Scotch taped on my wall. I'd see them in the morning when I woke up, and I'd see them before I went to bed at night. And, he was born in 1959 in Blackpool. I don't think he grew up in Blackpool, though. I think he grew up somewhere in the south of England somewhere. He went to school in Crawley, wherever the heck that is. What else did we play? By the way, that was The Hanging Garden from the album Pornography from 1982. Before that, we heard Talk Talk, and I have a double crush in Talk Talk. I have a crush on Mark Hollis, the lead singer, because he's so talented, and he's so awesome, and I never get sick of any Talk Talk song ever because he has the best voice, and he was cute. And I had a crush on the drummer, and it was really weird. His name is Lee Webb, and he was always kind of handsome. And you know that you'd see pictures of the band, and you'd kind of pick out your favorite, and I'd be like, oh, I like him. I don't know which one he is. Like, I don't know what he plays, but he's really cute. But, you know, now that we have the internet, I can, like, Google and find out that he played the drums and all that. But, yeah, he was the drummer. But, yeah, we didn't have the internet back in the 80s. No, you had to, like, find out about things by reading and word of mouth. And it was really hard. And, you know, when you're a teenager, you don't have much of a pocket money allowance. And, you know, you had to really be careful, you know, like when you're going to the record store and buying records and you're like, oh, I don't know what this sounds like, but I heard it was good, but I don't know, do I want to blow all my money on this record and then it's going to suck, you know? So it was, you know, we didn't have MySpace back then, so I think we kind of, yeah, we were just cooler back then. Ha ha. Anyway, I'm going off on a really weird tangent here. But I'm going to end things. I there were so many more that I wanted to play, but this hour just went by too fast. There might be a part two of Christine's crushes, rock and roll crushes from the 80s. There might have to be a part two because there were a lot of them. And they brought me through my adolescence, and I really appreciate that because I was kind of a nerd and I was new wave, and I went to a high school where there wasn't a lot of new wave people, so I was kind of an outcast, and there wasn't a new wave boy to be my boyfriend back then, so I was kind of a loner. And yeah, John Hughes pretty much should have made a movie about me, but he never did. But anyway, gonna end the show with Heaven 17. I had a crush on the singer. His name was Glenn Gregory, and he had bleach blonde hair, and he was really cool. And this is from the album Luxury Gap. This is Let Me Go. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and I hope you enjoyed tuning in. Stay tuned for Queer FM at 6 p.m. with Heather, and thanks again.
Day. We were together all the way. An endless path, unbroken. But now there is a time, a tortureless sublime. Our souls are locked and frozen. Change of heart.
I tried but could not bring the best of everything. Too breathless then to wander, I died a thousand times. Found guilty of no crime. Now everything